Now in the studio are in the Acre studio are John Saul. Is that how you pronounce it?
Saul, yeah, Saul.
And Stephen Patterson of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, which has been in Catskill. How long have you guys been there now?
November.
Whoops, sorry. There you are. I didn't have the button pressed.
November.
Last November. So it's been almost a full year now.
Yeah, we really started doing events in there with the balloon installation, Aviary Reimagined, last April.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing things pretty much every weekend since then.
Well, off and on, but yes, a lot of weekends.
you're doing construction too, right? You're building out
the
inside.
Yeah.
It's basically a shell that you've got, and then
we bought a building. It was it's most famous for being where Kertrons were manufactured. Kertrons are those vinyl strips that you put over a freezer door that keeps the cold in the freezer
once you walk through.
Right.
Yes, those heavy vinyl strips. They were manufactured in this building for 25 years. And so it's a big manufacturing building, so it's pretty much empty. Then it was taken over by a book distribution company for a few years. And we kept passing the building, saying, we need to call that number and find out what it looks like. And we finally did and looked at it, and, oh, this has everything we need to make a theater out of. So we managed to buy it. So we have 12,000 square feet now to make into a theater.
And why did you want to do a theater?
Ah, well.
we've been producing shows on a nomadic basis wherever we lived since 1986. First in L.A., then in San Francisco. We did three shows while we were living in Manhattan. And then we moved up here about 10 years ago and wanted to continue doing our theater. We did three shows over in Hudson at Stageworks at the Cross Street Theater Center there, but wanted to do something over on our side of the river and couldn't find any place to do it, which is why we were over in Hudson. And finally just went, well, John retired, and we went, well, it's time to put up or shut up. And he retired, we bought the building, and we mucked it out, and now we're building it back up.
And so what are you going to put, what are you building into it?
So what we have now is the future lobby of the theater. We've converted into a space we call the Speakeasy, which is a cabaret space. So we've been having a lot of music. We've done jazz. We've done cabaret.
Magic shows.
We've done magic shows. We did a production of a play by a local playwright named Brian Petty called Echoes of Ireland. That was one of the first things we did. And we've got
some more. A lot of people in the community have been using it, too. There have been some business roundtables there, focus groups, a lot of other things, people who are just using the space to meet. And
so anyway, that's the lobby. And the main space, we have a huge room we call the Big Room, which housed this balloon sculpture, the Aviary Reimagined.
Imagined,
thank you.
Not revisited, John.
Right, reimagined. Which by Jason Hackenworth, and he takes those clown balloons that you make doggies out of and creates these huge sculptures. And he made one for one night only at the Guggenheim Museum. And Duke Dang, who runs that program at the museum, lives in Catskill. And he said, why don't we bring those balloons up instead of popping them all? Bring them up to Catskill. So we did. And a big portion of that was in our big room. So that was one of the first things we did. Then there's another the main space is where we're going to build the theater. So we've applied for a big grant from New York State, and we're waiting to hear on that. If we get that, then we'll start building out the theater. However, in the meantime, we are using the space to create a haunted house called Nightmare on Bridge Street.
And this coming Saturday.
That's this coming Saturday from 7 to 10. And it will have not only a haunted house walk-through immersive theatrical experience using the high school students, but also disco in the Speakeasy. And in the Big Room, we're setting up with pumpkins from Story Farms and face painting by this wonderful face painter named Lisa Wood. And Jim DePerna is going to be there taking photographs of the kids in their costumes. So So elementary kids are welcome, and older kids are welcome to go through and be terrified.
And adults can show up, too.
And there's a few adults.
If you want.
And I understand you're working with the Catskill High School students on this.
Right. Well, one thing about this building is it's right behind the high school gymnasium parking lot in Catskill. So we knew right away that using the high school kids in various activities would be a great boon for both us and for them. So we started right away. I built the set for the musical, High School Musical, Once Upon a Mattress, last spring. And the woman who runs that program suggested that we do something because the kids sign up early in the year, but then there's nothing really for them to do until the spring.
The play is not until the spring, yeah.
Right. So I said, well, what about a haunted house? Okay, great.
go for it.
Not having any idea how it happened.
Okay.
So now it's about to happen. So we're still if you could see me,
you're up to your elbows in fake eyeballs.
Yes,
totally rubby clothes,
black paint, and all kinds of stuff. So fortunately, this is radio, so you can't see what we look like right now.
So we're in the process. So we're building a whole. It's a walkway through, and the kids. We went to the high school kids are. Had decided on certain scenes, so they're doing a graveyard scene and a surgery gone wrong scene and an exorcism scene and a Victorian museum, and so all these different
elements
will you'll pass all these various elements as you go through it.
So it's like a personal acting experience.
Absolutely, it's up front. This is very standard now. This is very popular in the city. There are a lot of these interactive. Theater performances now because regular theater spaces are so expensive, nobody can afford them, so they do these interactive and
alternative spaces.
Alternative space
not
theater.
Just for Halloween, but for
not just for Halloween, but all the time. So this is a pretty good kind of theater, really.
Well, we also know that the haunted houses are very, very popular. I know we've got Barn of Terror and a Headless Horseman down in They've become really, really popular, and we knew that the kids would really enjoy that. We basically gave them their free rein to create the kind of things that they wanted to do. So they were really in charge of the content, and we're sort of in charge of putting it together, making the environments happen. So, but they've been bringing in all kinds of stuff that they have just in their own garages and closets at home, and you know, we're... Making a lot out of very, very little.
How many Catskill High students are involved in?
Well, I think altogether there'll probably be 50. 20, at least 20, maybe 25 are involved in the actual haunted house part. And then we have the kids area and the just ticket takers and various people like that. The Interact Club at
Catskill High,
which is the Rotary student Rotary Club, and I'm in Rotary, so that sort of worked out very well too. So we engaged the Interact group, and so they're taking responsibility for the kids stuff and for managing the ticket sales and things like that. So it's really great. So I think probably altogether we'll have 50 kids involved.
And that's Halloween is complicated this year. It's just this Saturday, the event?
It's just one day, and it may be the last time this ever happens, because if we actually start building our theater, we'll have a theater in this space, so we can't have just a huge empty room
to play around with.
Spill paint on and put graffiti on the walls and everything else they're doing in there. So it's been a great opportunity. And it will allow people to come see the space. I think people who haven't been before see what we're up to.
Well, and people even who have seen the space before will be seeing it in a whole different light.
In
after
the dark.
This.
In the dark. Oh, right. Yes.
Not much light, probably, or candlelight.
As little as possible. Yeah.
And that's called Nightmare on Bridge Street.
Nightmare on Bridge Street. Yes.
And it's there's a small admission fee, and it's from 7 to 10 p.m. Is that right?
7 to 10, and it's a donation to benefit the Interact Club and the high school music department and Bridge Street Theater as well.
Yeah, there'll be refreshments and some concessions for sale, but just candy for the kids and cookies and cider. And all kinds of other stuff. So,
does that sound like fun, Echo? Mm-hmm. Echo Rowe is here too, and Echo, you've been to the Bridge Street Theater before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I saw the big balloons with my mom, and I've been to a magic show.
And also a magic
Sweet.
Show.
Sweet.
And so, what did you think of the magic show?
I liked it a lot.
You liked it a lot? Yeah. What did you think of the theater? Was the theater nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, right. What other shows you guys got coming up at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill?
We're taking off Halloween itself, but the weekend after that is
we're going to need to take Halloween off after this one. Wow.
The next weekend is a very special event. Stephen had met an actor named Dan Hodge out of Philadelphia, and he has just recently performed in Philadelphia a Fringe show called The Rape of Lucrece. It's that Shakespeare epic poem, which is not actually a dramatic work, but being Shakespeare, it's quite dramatic anyway. And he's adapted that into a solo theater piece. So we have invited him up here. So for 3 days, this will be three performances, this November 7th, 8th, and 9th. 7th and 8th in the evening at 7:30 and the 9th at 3 o'clock. So it's gotten fabulous reviews from the Philadelphia Press. And he's just starting to tour it, and the first stop will be
Catskill.
So
that's a real coup for you guys in Catskill.
It really is, yeah. And it should be an amazing event.
Well, I worked with Dan at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival, and he's a phenomenal, phenomenal actor. So I was really excited when I saw that he was doing this and that it was really small. It was something we could fit in our space and that I knew would be of real interest to people. It's something we've been doing a lot of music events and magic shows and other things in this little thing. It's not really suitable for large-scale theatrical things, but very, very small scale, like one-person shows or two-person shows, work in there wonderfully. And I knew it's going to be the perfect size for this piece.
And then after that, the next weekend, C.B. Smith, who's a bluegrass performer, has a new album coming out called Bluebird, right? Is that it? I think that's what it's
right,
called.
Is C.E. So. Smith or?
C.B. Smith, yeah. And he has a combo. So he's going to be doing his release party there at the theater the following weekend. So that's next. And after that, we start jazz again. A group called Boptitude is coming in on the weekend after that. And then I think we take a week off, and the weekend after that is some more jazz. So we're starting to get a lot of jazz. We've had jazz already, but jazz really works very well in the space. We've had some very high-level jazz performers in there, and they just love the space. It's very lively.
I was going to ask how the sound is.
The sound is great. We've set it up. It's basically in the round, you know, or half round. So people are sitting very, very close to the performance. It's a very intimate space, and the sound is wonderful, and people really like playing there just because they get so much feedback from the audience. So it's a very nice space created, which is going to be the lobby someday. So it'll be more of a pass-through, but I think we'll continue having music events in the space because it really works very well.
Now, how has it been? I guess Greene County doesn't have a huge history of theater lately these days. And so how's it been with audiences? You're also trying to do jazz and events that are not
well. We're being very eclectic, so we can bring in as diverse an audience as possible, and we hope to continue to do that. But yes, we are trying to build an audience. The shows that we did at Stageworks in Hudson, which were very serious theater, we did The Mound Builders by Lanford Wilson, and then in 2013 we did two shows by Brad Fraser, one called True Love Lies and the other Kill Me Now. These were very serious and dark and deep theater pieces, very funny but also dark. And we get the press from Albany and the Berkshires to come and see those. We did get the press from Albany and the Berkshires to come see those shows. In fact, Kill Me Now was on the best of 2013 theater lists for both the Times Union and Metroland. And that was the only piece of theater that was on both of those lists. So we said, yes, great. So that was very successful. And we do bring audiences not just from Greene County or even Columbia County, but all around the area. So we're hoping to continue that once we're doing, once Cayuga Arts, that's the name of our production company, is doing regular theater at the
space. I was going to say, you're kind of not doing what you really want to do at the moment, because you got to do all these little things and get the space ready at the same time,
right,
so you can do the big things.
Exactly. We're doing what we can do, and we're doing still, I mean, we do everything anyway, but we're waiting until the space gets built out to really start doing the kind of theater that we love to do.
Well, it's one of the other reasons we're so excited to have Dan coming up to do the Shakespeare piece. That's really more of the kind of thing that I think people are going to be able to expect when we begin full production, when we start doing full seasons in our main stage.
You'll probably still be doing these other things, but they'll be sort of side things
exactly,
to the main course.
Yeah.
Right. Well, also, we want to make the space available to other groups in the region.
Theater groups and music groups, but
especially theater groups. That we're, as far as I know, we're really at this point the only small theater, or potentially small theater, space in all of Greene County.
What's the seating capacity going to be?
It'll be 72 permanent seats, but we'll be able to put 99 in there altogether. So it's about the size of Stageworks in Hudson, if you know that. So it's small, intimate, but enough so that there can be pretty good audiences in there. I think that's a good size for this area. That's kind of what we could expect to do.
Well, when we started looking for space to do our performances over here on the side of the river, there just really isn't any. The Orpheum had just opened, but that's over 300?
It's about 300.
About 300 seats, which is far too large for our purposes. And we looked over at the old Pine Knoll, but they really haven't been using that for many years, and it's sort of an empty shell. And again, it had about 300 seats. So there was just no place that we
could
find.
Some of the resorts have little theaters, but they're not in the main town, so they're out in the woods or something.
Right, and they're not anything that we could do regular performances in. And, of course, we're hoping that this brings Catskill along. There is a revitalization, I think, happening that everybody feels in Catskill.
You've been here 10 years. You've probably seen there's been two or three
waves.
Well,
right. Like, yes, there are waves. When we first got here, it was kind of picking
up.
There's
another wave right now.
And then 2008, and now it's picking up again. So people really, I think, are excited about what we're doing, because it is bringing another kind of audience to Catskill who can then go to the merchants' wonderful shops that are on Main Street, and hopefully it can revitalize West Bridge Street, which is what we're on, which is kind of, it's the entrance to the village from the thruway, but it's not, there's a lot of empty storefronts in that area, so we're hoping to
help still
that
on Main
out.
Street too. I mean,
well,
they're
Street
filling
is,
up a little now.
No, Main Street is pretty full actually. Catskill Mill is going in there, wonderful. That's going to be a wonderful resource for everybody. And
well, Crossroads is talking about putting a brewery.
Yes.
In.
Oh my goodness! That's,
yes.
That
yeah.
Would be.
Right over in the old Dunn Hardware buildings on the creek.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah, that building has been dying for somebody to use it.
Derelict for a long
time. 2005, 2006. Or something?
I think so. Yes, they closed. Walmart encouraged them to close, I think.
Hmm. Catskill's riverfront is, or creekfront is, is dying to be developed into something.
Right. Well, there's a big project afoot. The village got $2 million to renovate Black Bridge, which is the other
old pedestrian
bridge that goes across the creek. It's rusted out and is not possible to even walk on anymore. So they got a lot of money to renovate that, and in that part of that process, they're looking to create a pedestrian loop that goes across
Main Street,
the
Bridge Street,
Sam Bridge,
to Uncle Sam
along
Bridge.
Both sides of
in
the
in front
creek.
Of the high school too,
and, and along in front of the high school. So we're just around the corner from that. So we're hoping that that comes to fruition, and that will be a great draw.
I mean, they really, the village is very, very anxious to develop the corridor there too, and to bring it back. And we were hoping we're going to be a big part of that.
Well, a theater any time in a town seems like a great place to help revitalize, where you get people gathering and coming in and out with different groups and different events. And you're already saying you have business groups in and community groups and magicians, right.
Yeah.
And
some political actors groups. We got some politicians coming in to meet there. So, yes, all kinds of activity.
All right. Well, we have to go in just a second, but let's give people the information. You guys are at bridgestreet.org. Bridgest.org
or bridgestreettheater.org works as well,
and that sends you there.
It'll all get you there.
And what's the address there on Bridge Street?
It's 44 West Bridge Street.
And the event this weekend is
called The Nightmare on Bridge Street, and it will be from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday,
with the students of Catskill High scaring
anyone who will dare, including Echo. We'll see.
And so that's 7 to 10 p.m. And then the show in 2 weeks is
called The Rape of Lucrece by William Shakespeare. And that's at the 7th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
All right. Well, thank you guys, John and Stephen, so much for stopping by today and telling us all about the Bridge Street Theater. And good luck scaring everybody this weekend.
Thanks a lot.